Good morning. It's time for chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The text is Matthew chapter 18, verses 1 through 11. The Reverend Dr. Arthur Just is preaching. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from Matthew chapter 18. At that time, the disciples came to Jesus saying, "Who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven?" And calling to him a child, he put him in the midst of them and said, "Truly I say to you, unless you turn and become like children, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. Whoever humbles himself like this child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. And whoever receives one such child in my name receives me. But whoever causes one of these little ones who believe in me to sin, it would be better for him to have a great millstone fastened around his neck and to be drowned in the depth of the sea. Woe to the world for temptations to sin, for it is necessary that temptations come, but woe to the one by whom the temptation comes. And if your hand or your foot causes you to sin, cut it off and throw it away. It is better for you to enter life crippled or lame than with two hands or two feet to be thrown into the eternal fire. And if your eye causes you to sin, tear it out and throw it away. It is better for you to enter life with one eye than with two eyes to be thrown into the hell of fire. See that you do not despise one of these little ones. For I tell you that in heaven their angels always see the face of my Father who is in heaven. For the Son of Man came to save the lost." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
O fear the Lord, you his saints, for those who fear him have no lack.
Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man.
Send out your light and your truth. Let them lead me.
Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
In Matthew's Gospel, the angels announced to Joseph, that Mary, his betrothed, is with child, and then warn him to journey to Egypt to escape the wrath of an evil king. And then in Matthew's chapter of parables, angels serve as God's reapers who throw unbelievers into the furnace of fire. And then there is this passing reference in Matthew 18 to angels who serve the righteous by beholding the face of the Father who is in heaven. These are the guardian angels of Christians. And this comes after a hard-hitting discourse to his disciples in response to their question, "Who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven?" The disciples, like us, are a little surprised to hear that the greatest in the kingdom are children in their humility and little ones who are despised by the world. To these children and little ones, God gives his guardian angels who also behold his face. Even our Lord, the righteous one, receives the service of angels at the beginning of his ministry when he is tempted in the wilderness by Satan. And at the end of his earthly life in the Garden of Gethsemane, when Satan returns for the final battle, these angels who behold the face of the Father in heaven are sent by the Father to assist the Son as he wages battle against Satan on our behalf. These are Jesus's guardian angels. And these angels are not the adorable cherubs that adorn many religious art. These are the warrior angels of Revelation who join Michael and his angels as he leads God's angelic armies in the cosmic struggle against the armies of Satan and his angels, who threaten to destroy God's child, the Messiah. These angels who struggle for the kingdom with Michael, they behold the face of our Father who is in heaven. Now Jesus spoke to his disciples about the humble children and the despised little ones as illustrations of the essence of the kingdom. In their humility, their poverty, their nothingness, these little ones testify to the presence of the one who humbled himself for us all. It is not a coincidence that the question about greatness in the kingdom comes after Jesus' second passion prediction, when the disciples hear that the Son of Man is to be delivered into the hands of men, killed and raised on the third day. They are greatly distressed. They had hoped that their way to greatness was to be disciples of a great rabbi like Jesus. But they would not understand until after the resurrection that the journey to greatness is a humble one, and that it leads first to a cross where atonement is made, and only after that to an empty tomb. For you see, children and little ones embody the way of the kingdom. Those who choose another way or cause others to choose another way better watch out for millstones and better have a sharp knife handy to cut off any body part that tempts a little one to sin by choosing another way beside the way of the cross. These little ones may be despised by the world, but they are the ones who are able to lay claim to being greatest in the kingdom of heaven. The disciples are not to despise these little ones because they are believers entrusted to the disciples as they now proclaim the kingdom of heaven. And to these humble believers, God has given a guardian angel. As Jesus says, "For I tell you that in heaven their angels always behold the face of my Father who is in heaven." These angels are gathered around the throne of the Father to worship him, to worship the Lamb as well. For their worship revolves around the same center as the worship of these little ones in the church. For the worship of angels and the worship of the church is not separated by an iron curtain. Both worship the Lamb who was slain. And there is real communication between our worship and the worship of angels who behold the face of the Father. In their despised and humble position, these little ones join in the praises of angels and unite their voices with the Sanctus of the heavenly choir. And as the little ones gather around Jesus in our worship here below, they are surrounded and enveloped and supported by the worship of angels. Today, we look forward to that day when our worship and the worship of angels will merge. As the suffering church joins the church triumphant at the marriage feast of the Lamb in its kingdom, which has no end. But as we wait, we also remember that even now, the feast is ongoing with angels and archangels and all the company of heaven. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for chapel. Today we pray for the Reverend Arthur and Deaconess Eva Rickman, who serve the Lord in Panama. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces, visit kfuo.org/chapel.